UAB Medcast is an ongoing medical education podcast. The UAB Division of Continuing Education designates that each episode of this enduring material is worth a maximum of 0.25 AMA PRA Category 1 credit. To collect credit, please visit uabmedicine.org/medcast and complete the episode's post-test.
Welcome to UAB Medcast, a continuing education podcast for medical professionals. Bringing knowledge to your world, here's Melanie Cole.
Welcome. Our topic today is cataracts, and here to tell us about them is Dr. Wade Blackstone. He's assistant professor in the Department of Ophthalmology at UAB Medicine. Dr. Blackstone, explain a little bit about cataracts and what's the etiology? What is the cause of them?
Well, everyone has a lens inside of their eye, which early in life is crystal clear, but as you age, the substance of the lens starts to become cloudy. And that's really all a cataract is. It's just a cloudy lens inside the eye. The etiology really just has to do with changes in the structure of the protein within the lens itself. There's no real blood supply to the lens. So over time, over many years, the byproducts of metabolism build up within the lens and cause the protein structure to become less transparent.
Are there certain risk factors? At what age are they most common, and is there a genetic component to them?
Well, genetic cataracts are generally present from birth, and that's really an entirely separate category of cataracts that we would call congenital cataracts. In terms of the typical age-related cataracts, the average age of onset is really in early adulthood, in the 40s and 50s. Most people don't have vision problems from them until a little bit later, 60s and 70s. The average age for cataract surgery is around 73 to 75 years old.
What's the clinical presentation of them? What would send someone to see an ophthalmologist in the first place?
Well, blurred vision is the primary problem, although that can manifest in a couple of different ways. Probably the first thing that most people notice is glare. Meaning looking towards a bright light, the light hits the cataract and scatters and makes it difficult to see. Probably the most common initial complaint that I hear from patients is difficulty driving at night because of glare from the oncoming headlight. But even blurred vision in bright sunlight, the flip side is that in very dim lighting, it's difficult to see because the cataract is blocking out the low level of light. The next most common initial symptom is just difficulty seeing fine print, being able to resolve, you know, smaller images. So.
Tell us a little bit about the evolution, Dr. Blackstone, of cataract surgery. What used to be done and what is different now?
Well, what we think of as modern cataract surgery is what's called phacoemulsification, which is the use of an ultrasound probe to effectively liquefy the substance of the lens and aspirate it from inside the eye. That process started in the late 1970s and became commonplace in the 1980s. Our ability to liquefy the cataract with greater efficiency has improved tremendously, and it's a much more efficient process than it used to be. We can generally liquefy and remove a lens just within a few minutes. The other major aspect of cataract surgery is the replacement of the lens. As recently as the mid-80s, it was fairly commonplace to leave the eye without a lens implant, but our implant technologies have gotten better and better, and with improvements in materials, we now have foldable lenses that can be inserted through a very small incision, and that's the standard of care now. The incision that I use to remove a cataract and put a lens implant is only 2.4 millimeters. It's a very, very small incision. The technology's come a long way.
Wow, that's fascinating. As a physician, when is the right time to refer a patient? When would you like other physicians to say, okay, you know, I'm going to send this patient to you?
Well, the decision for cataract surgery is based purely on how the patient is functioning. I have patients with moderate or sometimes even fairly severe cataracts that we elect to leave alone simply because based on what that patient's needs are, it may not be a good idea to take them to surgery. On the flip side, I have patients who still can read an eye chart very well, but because of the things we talked about earlier, things like nighttime glare, they're really having difficulty with activities of daily living. And it's when they start having difficulty with their daily activities that we start considering cataract surgery. So it's really based purely on the patient's level of function.
Looking forward to the next 10 years, Dr. Blackstone, what do you feel will be some of the more important areas of research for eye health and cataracts?
Well, with regard to cataracts, I mean, the exciting thing going on right now is the evolution of the lens implant. We have lens implants now that can correct for astigmatism and reduce patients' needs for glasses. We also have a lot of research being done on lens implants that can either change their focus or simultaneously focus on distant and near objects so that patients can potentially be completely free of glasses after surgery. I think with regard to eye health in general, things like diabetic retinopathy and macular degeneration and glaucoma, those are the three big blinding conditions. And there's all kinds of research being done on all of those conditions to help decrease the rate of vision loss.
So in summary, as a wrap-up, Dr. Blackstone, tell other physicians what you'd like them to know about cataracts and when to refer, and also tell us about your team at UAB.
Well, again, I think the basis for referral is just based on listening to patients in terms of their symptoms. A cataract doesn't do any harm to the eye. It just makes vision blurry. So there's no reason to remove it until patients are having difficulty. But on the other hand, because the technology is so good and the risks of surgery are so low, we're removing cataracts earlier than we used to. So just listen to your patients, talk about their vision. And as soon as they start having difficulty, I think it's reasonable to go ahead and refer them. As far as our team, the Eye Foundation has a wide variety of subspecialists in corneal disease, glaucoma, retina, pediatric and strabismus surgery. Really, virtually any problems that can arise, we have someone with the experience in that particular area to deal with. We even have one of the few uveitis specialists in the country. And so we're really lucky to have such a broad range of specialized medical and surgical specialists.
Thank you so much, Dr. Blackstone, for being with us today and sharing your expertise about cataracts and when to refer. A community physician can refer a patient to UAB Callahan Eye Hospital by calling 844-UAB-EYES. That's 844-325-8620. You're listening to UAB Medcast. For more information on resources available at UAB Medicine, you can go to uabmedicine.org/physician. That's uabmedicine.org/physician. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.